History Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial on in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. Ours is free, so enjoy it at freetalklive.com. As usual, lots to talk about here tonight, but I think to start things out, there's some pretty big news, and it's big in a real bad way, at least for the folks in Arizona. Arizona lawmakers, according to the Wall Street Journal, on Tuesday passed one of the toughest pieces of immigration enforcement legislation in the country. Yay! They're going to kick all the Mexicans out! And they're going to destroy your freedoms all at the same time.
The Trojan horse.
Which would, by the way, I don't want to make it sound like I actually want Mexicans to leave. I think, for the most part, they're great people that are here to make a better life for themselves. And come on in, please.
You sounded like you were kidding.
Okay, good. Which should, so here you go. It'll make it a violation of Arizona state law to be in the United States without proper documentation. It would also grant the police the power to stop and verify the immigration status of anyone that they suspect of being illegal.
So do you really think it's going to end with Mexicans?
Well, I don't know. What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean is this is the camel's nose under the tent again. Isn't it true that they pass laws like this so they can basically pull anybody over? And, of course, they might start out.
That's the point of it.
Yeah. They might start out by saying, well, are you a citizen, or talking with you to see if you have an accent or something. But it always ends up in mission creep.
Well, yeah, and this is, oddly, to me, very broadly written. They get to verify whether or not you're a citizen. So that means, to their mind, you know, it may not end at a driver's license.
Well, okay? They're going to run your license.
Yeah, sure.
Stopping
so
you.
They can stop you, waylay you on your way about, and you know, as though your time isn't worth anything, and they're, you know, they need to do these things. It's just ridiculous.
There's more to the story. It would also grant, as we say, it'll grant the police the power to stop and verify anyone they suspect of being illegal. It could face a veto from the Arizona governor. She has not publicly commented on the bill. However, she has argued for stringent immigration laws. So I'm not sure why they would think she's going to veto it. Under the measure passed Tuesday by the lower house after being passed earlier by the state Senate, foreign nationals are required to carry proof of legal residency. Immigrants groups roundly criticize the bill. The objective is to make life miserable for immigrants so that they leave the state, according to the Day Laborer Organizing Network. The bill constitutes a complete disregard for the rights of non-whites in Arizona. It effectively mandates racial profiling. The bill's author was in a committee session, blah, 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 blah. Arpaio, Joe Arpaio, the sheriff of Maricopa County, has gained a national reputation for his tough stance on immigration enforcement. Arpaio also did not return a request for comment. The bill is different from an earlier version, giving protections for church and community organizations from criminal prosecution for transporting or harboring illegal immigrants. In a statement, one of the representatives calls the measure a comprehensive immigration enforcement bill that addresses the concerns of our community's constituents and colleagues. This updated version gives our local police officers the tools they need to combat illegal immigration while protecting the civil rights of citizens and legal residents.
Exactly how does this bill have anything to do with protecting civil rights?
Because he said so.
Yes.
Yeah, and tools. Whenever they break out that word tools,
yeah,
I get scared.
However, human rights groups are certain to challenge the measure in court, said Joe Rubio, lead organizer of Valley Interfaith Project, calling it an economic train wreck, adding that Arizona's economic recovery will lag way behind the country's if we keep chasing away our workforce. Where do the legislators think businesses will find workers?
Yeah, you know, I know some people out in Arizona, and they've told me that in the last 2 years now with the real estate slump that they really don't see as many Mexicans out there. I mean, there probably are plenty of them that come in still, but compared to a few years ago when they had the real estate boom, a lot of them have gone home because they've been harassed and there's less work there now.
Why would anybody want to stay in a place where there's a total police state crackdown going on? I mean, that's what it's becoming here.
Yeah, Mexico is a freer country than this one in many regards.
It depends. Yeah, it depends on what way you're looking at it. But in many ways, the more unfree America becomes, the United States becomes, the less likely people will be to come here. So it's true that the more draconian their measures of enforcement get, the less likely immigrants will come here. But as the person in the article here is pointing out, that is not going to do good things for the economy, because immigrants are a boon to the economy. They bring labor to the country, and they're willing to work for less, and that means that products and services can cost less, and meaning your dollars go further. I mean, there's nothing wrong with bringing new people here to work, in many cases work jobs that a lot of Americans would refuse to take.
There's also a market demand for labor at a wage that's lower than the minimum wage in many areas, especially when it comes to work like picking crops and things like that. So if you don't have that, they're just going to grow the crops in another country.
In fact, they're moving a lot of farms down to Mexico.
Yes.
The farmers are looking at the cost of doing business with all this immigration nonsense that they have to, the hoops that they're going to have to jump through now and in the future. And they look down to Mexico and they say, well, I can just have the same workers work, 100 miles south of here, and the climate's relatively the same. We'll just grow our crops down there. We'll just take our entire business out of the United States then.
It makes you wonder why in the world would somebody run a farm within 100 or 150 miles, maybe 200 miles of the border, when they could just go south of it and it's a lot easier and the labor's significantly cheaper.
And it's legal down there.
So I think there's no doubt that they are going to be using this new legislation, presuming it's signed by the governor. That there's no doubt that they'll be using this to target people who look brown. It's likely that's going to be the case. But at the same time,
they could very well target people that don't look brown. But is that great? I'm not really interested in getting waylaid and that kind of thing either.
No. What I was saying is they are likely going to use this as an excuse to target brown people, and that's certainly not a good thing. And I think Wayne is right that initially it's going to be that. They might get caught doing that kind of thing. Eventually they'll use that as the excuse. Well, now we've just got to eyeball everybody because we're already doing it at the internal checkpoints that you find within 100 or 50 miles of the northern and southern borders of the country. They have these checkpoints that are either physically permanent installations or they're movable, where they essentially will take them from place to place, and they stop pretty much everybody. They stop pretty much everybody and ask them what their citizenship is. And so now it's going to be beyond that, though. That's what the Border Patrol are doing. They're stopping people, not randomly, just kind of wholesale at their roadside checkpoints, asking them what their citizenship is, and then usually waving them on, in some cases waving them over and doing secondary searches and things like that.
Right, but with this law, you can't refuse to give them the information. Now
you have to have your papers.
Right.
Now you have to have your papers.
If I'm in Arizona, a United States citizen, I have to provide papers to prove that that's true. No, it doesn't. What if I went out of the house without my driver's license? Then I'm going to get myself
illegal.
Yeah, that'd be a great ticket that I'm going to have to deal with. And I love that part. But what if I just don't want to give them my information?
Well, they might just have to detain you until they figure out who you are.
Yeah, that's what they're going to have to do. Yeah.
And in parallel to this, you have a bunch of other draconian anti-immigrant laws being proposed. For example, the worker identification program. And now there's another proposed RFID ID that they want to push through for everybody again. This is another wave of them attempting to demonize Mexicans, immigrants, in order to get all of us in the long run. It's just like the old saying, mm-hmm. that first they came for the gypsies, but I wasn't a gypsy. This is how it starts. Read your history, folks. They create a national enemy.
They create a boogeyman. They create a bad
domestic
guy.
This is one of the domestic boogeymen. Then there's international boogeymen as well.
Right. And if it's not the Mexican immigrants, then it's the militia, crazy militia members, the terrorists,
or the Tea Party extremists.
I don't know if the Tea Party extremists are there yet, but
nope. Islamo-fascists.
Yeah, or that specter, or the drug dealers. Or, and back in the 50s, it was the commies, right?
Yeah.
800.
They were funding.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. Your calls come up. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves and dial in to bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Oh, hey, you're here too.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, including our webcam, which is brought to you by memorydealers.com. You go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can watch and listen and interact, because Free Talk Live listeners can get into a chat room there on the cam page. So watch, listen, chat all at the same time at cam.freetalklive.com. Brought to you by MemoryDealers.com, who offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. They can offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Get in touch with them. Their products are in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery at MemoryDealers.com, your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. MemoryDealers.com. As we go to your phone calls about what you want, starting out with Pete listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Pete.
Hey, hi, guys.
What's on your mind tonight, Pete?
I want to say thanks for letting me take control of the airways for a few seconds here.
Here you are.
All right, quickly, what do you think of this idea? There's such a logjam in politics, and Americans suffer year after year. I think we all agree, especially those that have the libertarian bent. So why not just create the spoiler party? The goal should simply be to elect five guys, maybe ten at the most, from the most pliable districts in the country where persons are either, you know, freedom-oriented or radical or old-school American or libertarian, get the campaigns funded by contributions from all over the country. The sole purpose of the spoiler party is simply to block any kind of legislation such as the Obamacare, because if you think about it, if there were five to seven guys who could have acted as spoilers, the Obamacare bill would never have passed. It's as simple as that.
So you're not proposing this on a realistic basis, right? You're just talking about Paul's.
Well, I consider it a viable or realistic alternative to today's politics, because let's say if you were a fan of the Libertarian Party, you know, it seems that it's been such an uphill battle or such a road to walk that it never seems like the Libertarians are ever going to amount to anything,
well,
or the Constitutional Party or the Green Party or any other party, because Americans can't seem to get out of this Republican and Democrat paradigm.
So what makes you think that the spoiler party is going to do any better than the Libertarian Party?
Well, if you can get five guys or ten guys, the whole purpose of the spoiler party is just to put a check on the party that has the majority in Congress at any point in time.
Are you actually talking about forming another political party, or are you talking about creating
a caucus
within... Yes,
forming another political party. The sole purpose of which is to only get five persons elected.
You're not talking about having a caucus within, like, the Republican
or
Democratic
Party? No,
not
talking about that at all. In fact, the spoiler party might have such a simple platform, like, we run on the Bill of Rights. Or we defend the Bill of Rights, or we adhere to the Bill of Rights.
There's all kinds
of
people that
do
that.
Nothing else.
You've got the Constitution Party, you've got the Libertarian Party.
Right, right. And because they all have extensive platforms, the number of persons that can get behind any one of those limited parties is much smaller.
Okay, here's my question for you. Have you ever gotten involved in third-party politics?
Right.
Have you? That's a question.
Yes, I have.
Who did you work with?
I've worked with libertarians.
Okay, so you've been a member of the Libertarian Party?
Yeah, I have in the past, sure.
Okay, and you've actively involved yourself in running campaigns?
Running one, no, not myself.
Okay, well, you probably know this, but the government people, the Democrats and Republicans, have built their system to make it very, very difficult
to get on the ballot, right.
To get on the ballot and do other things from a political perspective as a third party.
Sure.
So, I mean, the Libertarians and the Constitutionalist guys and the Greens, I mean, these are parties that have been at it for a long, long time, and they have a hard time getting on the ballot. I guess my question is, what makes you think that you can put something together that will be more effective? I'm not saying you can't do it, but what do you believe that will be so different and radically attractive about your party that you'll be able to garner the popular support and funding that will be necessary in order to do things like get your candidates into a debate?
Well, if I look at it from the congressional level, take Ron Paul as an example. He acts actually as a pretty good model, right? While he's in the Republican Party, and you know, I'll admit to that. Nonetheless, he has this Dr. No philosophy. Persons can get behind that. Persons actually sent him money from all over the country, whether or not it was for a presidential campaign. This type of person like Ron Paul actually appeals to a large segment of voters who feel constrained from having to vote for the lesser of two evils in their own district, for example. And there are some districts in the United States of America that are highly susceptible to having a liberty-oriented candidate.
There
if
are?
The organization
really?
Behind
which,
it were...
Which ones, and why don't they have a liberty-oriented candidate now?
Well, which ones? Well, I don't have an actual list before me.
Can you think of one? I mean, I just...
Wyoming and Alaska and Idaho are all states which have either very... they have Democrats that are actually old-school Republicans that currently get reelected. There's the voters themselves seem to be fomenting for having this kind of a candidate. If you feel defeatist, which it sounds like on your end,
yeah, I think
I'm not defeatist.
I suppose I should scratch the idea.
I think national politics is hopeless, but I mean I don't want to talk you down
right.
from your ledge.
I want
here,
you
man.
To succeed at this.
Go
Pete.
Ahead and have a blast. I'm just trying to inject a little bit of reality. I mean, you said earlier.
Well, it's not a question of reality. I asked, what is your opinion?
Well, I have no opinion of. I think that generally doing any kind of national level politics is a waste of time and money for the most part.
So you believe then a more realistic approach is to, I don't know, overthrow the state of New Hampshire?
I didn't say anything about overthrowing.
metaphorically speaking.
Well, the idea is
how's that working out
right
now?
People, what's
actually it's going pretty good. You want to hear a list of successes?
Sure. Let's hear them.
Yeah, it's awesome. We'll give you that here in a moment, Mark. Make a note. We'll get back
okay.
to it. But there was one point I wanted to address about what you said. You said that your spoiler party wouldn't have all the same issues as the libertarians because they wouldn't have as big of a platform. So what does that mean? I mean, when your candidates would be, if they were to get into a debate and they were to be asked questions, would they just refuse to answer them, or would they just simply say, we don't have a position, we're just here to spoil the fun and vote no on everything? I mean, how would their positions be more simple than the Libertarian Party's position?
Well, that's a good question. I have not thought it through that far, that of the minutiae of a debate.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's a fair answer to say that you haven't thought it through, but it seems to me that when people are aligning themselves with a political party, they want to know what that party believes on a variety of different issues, and that's why groups like the Libertarian Party have large platforms that take something like the Libertarian Principle and attempt to expand it out and address several different issues to help people feel comfortable with where that particular party believes or what that party believes. And since you asked for it, we'll give you some successes of the Free State Project here in a little bit, and you can hang on if you'd like, at 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
Better Than Rocks.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And freetalklive.com features including our bulletin board system, over 500,000 posts await you. There's a lot to talk about there with our other listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you. Use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. It's HostGator.com, code FTL.
800-259-9231. We bring back Pete in California. Pete, you called in to propose an idea for the national scene as far as trying to get things to change in Washington, D.C. You propose the spoiler party, which would be a new third party that would exist for the purpose of essentially making it so nothing could pass, at least if it were a close vote, in Washington, D.C., the idea being to get 5, 10, 15 people, something like that, who would be consistently voting down things a la Dr. No or Ron Paul would, like he would in Congress, and thereby put a stop on the further growth of the state. They wouldn't be able to turn around the growth of the state, but it would be just an elaborate plan to attempt to halt at least some of the growth of the state. Did I recap that appropriately?
Yeah, that's superior. That's excellent. So now, one of the things that you brought up about the difficulty of getting on ballots for a federal election, let's say, for the presidency, yeah, admittedly, it's amazingly difficult. That said, getting on a state ballot for a district, for a congressional district, isn't nearly as difficult.
Yep. It all depends on which state. Some of them are easier than others, but as I recall, the Libertarian Party every few years when it's running candidates for those offices has to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars in order to effectively get people out there because you have to get
petitioners. But the whole point wouldn't be to try to get candidates in all 435 districts. That would be foolhardy.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Strictly with laser precision, finding 5 or 10 districts where the majority of the effort would be focused every congressional election every 2 years.
Yeah,
we'd simply be focused on that and that alone.
Let me tell you about what our efforts were like in Sarasota, Florida. Now, my efforts pale in comparison to Ian's. He did a lot more on this campaign than I did. But I was sort of along for the ride, and I experienced it emotionally. And it was a state house election. And there were two times it occurred. And it was, I don't know, District 69 or something like that. And this is just state house, so it's a relatively small election. In the election where there was no Democrat running, because in this area it really wasn't worth a Democrat running.
That was the second one.
That was the second one, but there's a reason why I'm going to give them in this order.
Okay.
The second one, I believe we got 34% of the vote. Is that correct?
I don't recall.
It was it was two digits beginning with a three. And that's when there was no Democrat running, and that was against the Republican. And it was a huge, resounding success. We only failed by 65%. Whereas in the election previous,
you didn't fail by 65%. It would have only taken, if it was 34%, it would have only taken another 20% to win, or 17% or something.
Sure, and if you turned the votes of 9%, then it would have they would have won. But whatever, it doesn't matter because we lost, and that was the way it went. And that was Libertarian Party. And in the election before that, when there was a Democrat running, I think we got 2 or 3%. Ian, that was the one you were campaign managing,
right? I think
it
was 3%. Yeah.
3%. And that's because people don't vote for third parties, Pete.
Yeah, I'm listening to you. I'm not buying your argument, but I'm listening to you. And you're giving an anecdotal story about one particular place. And if that were true, that persons don't vote third parties, then there would be no third party politicians currently holding any office anywhere in the United States of America.
There aren't
but there are. So it right there just completely shuts down your argument. But what you said earlier about platforms is rather interesting. Platforms are rather lengthy and big.
There's an important
platforms are trying to attract investors, if you will, into particular parties.
Pete, there's an important thing to look at.
Most persons couldn't tell you what the Democrats' platform is. Well, many Democratic voters, most of them would be able to tell you that. As a Democrat, we're pro-abortion, pro-welfare, pro-women, pro-blacks, pro-unions. Or Republicans might be able to say, oh, yeah, we're pro-farmers and pro-oil. But they really couldn't tell you what the platforms are, you see.
Yeah,
so
looking
at an alternative way
of
trying to solve some problems here, one way to do it is just to make it simple for persons.
Sure, I like keeping it simple. That makes sense. Mark, what were you trying to get in there?
Pete, how many of these people that are elected third parties were not previously elected in one of the major parties? Now, I can't answer with Bernie Sanders, but I can answer with Lieberman. Lieberman at one point was a Democrat. Now, somebody would have to look this up. I can't answer. But it seems to me that these guys built name recognition by being elected under a regular party and then took that name recognition and managed to parlay it into a third party run. And third parties in the United States have traditionally been personality driven. When Theodore Roosevelt ran with the Bull Moose Party or whatever, all these things tend to be personality-driven, not party-driven.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would agree with you. At the congressional level, in the Senate there, with Lieberman and with Sanders, both of those guys were previously elected under a different party, right? So they switched. But plenty of persons are holding office today in America at other levels from third parties that never ran under the moniker or built.
Give me one name. One name.
Google. How about you just use Google and look it up?
But you don't know
But you can't say that you don't know that one exists. So we'll just have to defer.
I'm not saying
Google and email. Yeah, how's that?
I can tell you libertarians have won the House race here in New Hampshire. It happened, and it occurred.
They won something up in Alaska once.
So really what you're saying is the traditional third parties that try to mimic the Democrats and the Republicans are resounding failures for the simple reason that they try to mimic these parties by having platforms.
I say go for it. I mean, who's going to fund this?
Yep. By which to get elected.
Pete,
and
Pete,
a guy like me who's just coming up with an alternative idea, looking for your opinions, you'd rather just
My opinion is,
some of the merits of it.
Pete, will
and
you pay
how
attention
we
here?
Strengthen it.
We're saying you should do
Pete,
it, Pete.
My
go
opinion
ahead.
Is that anything on the national level stinks and third parties stink. But I think you have the passion that perhaps you can make this work. And a lot of people throughout history have taken what many people call bad ideas and made them work. I'm for that. I believe me, I want you to succeed on this. I don't think you will, but that's my opinion.
So, Pete, how are you going to fund this thing? I mean, if you're going to move ahead with this, and it sounds like Mark said, you've got a lot of passion, so where are you going to get the money?
Where would I get the money? Well, yeah. See, the candidates who would be put forth, they would certainly need the money. And you use the approach of the money bomb. It works very well for Ron Paul.
It's used up. I mean,
is it used up? I think people are still raising money.
Republicans
with the money bomb.
Are money bombing now, and I don't know.
So you're going to form a third party only in certain states where
assuming that I would actually be forming the third party.
Well, who else is going to do it?
Yeah.
Well, your idea isn't so good that somebody else is going to take it and run with it.
You think somebody else is going to pick?
That's generally not how it goes.
Right.
In life.
If you want something done right, you have to do it yourself, Pete.
Passion is the only man that can make something work.
If you think you could just throw it out there and find somebody who's going to become as passionate as you, I would say that's fairly unlikely. So either you get out there and run with your idea, or you can just cross your fingers and hope that somebody else says, "Yeah, that Pete, he's onto something. I think I'll take some of my money and free time, because it's going to take a lot of money and free time to research all the election laws that you're going to need to know about, or hire a lawyer in order to do the research for you on the various
states." Sure, but you're making all these assumptions about what I am or what I'm not going to do. But hopefully, if you guys have any listeners, maybe some persons will
tell you
hook up with me.
Let us know how that goes. Let us know how it's going, Pete, when you decide to do something, if you decide to do something. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take the money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks too, like access to the amp-only commercial-free podcast, the amp-only call-in lines, forum, and more. Get all the details. Get signed up with PayPal or any major credit card or alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com. Just a few more thoughts for Pete in California.
Yeah, you know, I don't know whether we were being jerks or whether Pete was being overly sensitive, but, you know, I guess my thoughts on this are when you bang your head against a wall enough times and then somebody comes and suggests something that sounds like banging your head against a wall, like you just don't think it's a good idea. And
yeah, you say, oh, I've had enough of that headbanging. Thank you right. very much. You know, good luck.
To me, anything that says, you know, let's get a third party and do, yeah, like I'm stopped at third party.
Yeah.
Like that's where the breaks are. I think the Libertarian Party on a national level is a great idea for education, and
it was a good idea until the neocons took it over.
It would still be a great idea and I think that there's still a possibility of it being taken back by the Radical Caucus or whatever.
They're trying their best.
They are, and it could happen, right?
It could.
You know, it was only one election, Ian. You
and
know?
Even if they do successfully take it back over, they still face all of the hurdles of a third party.
Right. It's not. It's not their intention to get elected as president or anything like that. I don't think that I don't think that's reasonable.
I absolutely agree. So for our listeners just tuning in, we had Pete. I keep calling him Paul. Pete in California, who had called in to propose this idea of a new third party. And they would only focus in certain areas that somebody would choose, allegedly Pete, even though Pete ended up saying that he didn't want to be the one to do this. Wasn't that what it sounded like to you, that Pete really wasn't interested in running forth with his idea?
I know what it feels like to have an idea, a great idea, that you wish somebody else would do. I had that for the Free State Project and the completion campaign. I realized nobody was going to do it. Nobody had what it took to do it besides me or wanted to do it, so I had to do it. And I've been working on it. At this point I'm stopped by PayPal because they don't want to release my account, but it's just a pain. They'll get it undone. I accidentally called it a nonprofit, and then they wanted paperwork and it was jammed up for weeks.
Got it. So Pete's proposing this new third party that would focus only in certain congressional districts with the purpose of electing
which is a neat idea.
A handful of people to go in and be Dr. Nose in Congress and try to stop the further growth of the state through the congressional means. And like you say, Mark, you know, it's a fine plan until you start looking at the details. And as they say, the devil is in the details. And as far as the details of getting a third party started, it's hard for me to even envision the process. I imagine you'd have to do some research into each state's laws as far as what it takes to officially create a third party. Then you'd have to go through those steps, however long of and involved of a process that takes. I don't know how costly it is. There are a lot of question marks here for me because I've never done this research. I don't know what it's like. In different states, the requirements will be different, so you'll have to do all of that research all over again, different paperwork in every state, different filing fees, all of the, you know, and then, of course, once you become a third party,
campaign finance rules.
You've got campaign finance, you've got all kinds of various different laws that then will apply to you as a political party, reporting requirements for all of your campaigns. This is a costly, time-consuming endeavor. Any way you slice it, this is a costly, time-consuming endeavor. And you can say, well, let's just do a money bomb. Okay, great. Let's do a money bomb. Where do you get the names to do the money bomb to? You have to buy a list somewhere, don't you? Don't you typically have to get access to somebody's list? You know, the guy that came up with the original money bomb for Ron Paul, Trevor Lyman, he's got his list still, and he charges, you know, $500 if you want to send an email out to that list of 50,000 people. I mean, when all things are considered, it's probably not a bad price for the amount of names of people who have actually donated to a campaign in the past of a liberty-minded person, Ron Paul. So it would be maybe something you could probably make your money back on, perhaps, if you could motivate them to be as excited about your idea as you are.
And, you know, I think that the reason the Ron Paul campaign worked was because it had Ron Paul in it.
Yeah.
You know, it had somebody, you know, a guy that
someone
people
with
could
credibility.
Get behind. Like I said, personality driven.
It had a track record, most importantly.
Right.
That's
most
true.
Importantly, people knew that Ron Paul, when he said something, he meant it.
Now, if you could get Ron Paul to come on board with your spoiler party idea, then you'd probably have it made. I mean,
he's pretty busy trying to be the most reputable U.S. House of Representatives member out there.
But
I mean,
not only is he busy, Mark, but also he doesn't like the idea of third parties. I mean, if you remember his interviews from his political campaign as to, well, you know, you used to run with the Libertarians, why are you running with the Republicans? He says things like, well, it's just too hard. It's just too difficult. So you can pretty much cross Ron Paul off your list of possibilities, and then you're looking at anybody else who is just not as doesn't have the profile. What are you going to do? Are you going to say, okay, well, I've got this great new idea, and I'm looking for seed money. We're going to do a money bomb for the spoiler party that doesn't exist. It's my idea, and I think it's a great idea, and so give me some money. I don't have any big names to back me up, but we're going to do this thing. We're going to target these. It's hard for me to get excited by that. Maybe there's somebody out there listening to this that are listening. Obviously, we're not doing as good of a job describing it as Pete might. But you've been listening to this hour. Did you hear what Pete said? Were you getting jazzed up? Were you ready to contribute $100 or maybe more to the new spoiler party to make sure that it can be successful? Because you're going to have some seed money, and unless you're independently wealthy to kick it off, or you know somebody who's independently wealthy who's willing to pour a bunch of money in, you're going to go nowhere fast. Politics takes money. That's one of the reasons why it sucks so bad to do politics, because it is expensive.
Travel expenses and advertising and then trying to get into the debates. Good luck. You know, it was really interesting.
You have to usually have certain percentages in public opinion polls in order to be invited into a debate in the first place. So
right.
How do you, you know, chicken or the egg, how do you get there?
I heard a recent interview with Jesse Ventura, who had won the gubernatorial election
as
a third party candidate in Minnesota.
Personality driven.
And he, yeah, it was. But he said that a few weeks after he was elected, he was actually interviewed by the CIA. You know what they wanted to know? How he got elected. And he says, I'm sure they wanted to make damn well sure that it didn't happen again. Exactly.
Yeah. So please, by all means, give it a run. See how it works out. I mean, you can call back when you start your party up and let us know that it exists.
But he doesn't want to. He wanted somebody else to do that.
That's where it all falls apart then, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because we've spent, you know, half the hour on this program here talking about this idea. We get through all the details.
Oh, we don't have anybody listening, though, Ian.
Is that what he said? Did he say that?
No, he said, if you have any listeners. And I felt it was a jab. Maybe I'm super sensitive.
I think he was suggesting that our listeners might be more interested than we are, and that he was kind of putting it out there. He was kind of putting the idea out there to the Free Talk Live listeners, who he figure has more time and more money to spend on his idea than he does. I mean, it would be like me getting on some internet forum and talking about my idea for a new radio show. It's radical. We're going to open up the phones. We're going to talk about liberty.
Enough to get funding now when we're on 75 stations or so.
It's going to be a national thing. Remember, Mark, here's something. Let's rewind the clock here a little bit and look in the beginning of the genesis, if you will, of Free Talk Live as a syndicated program. We've been doing Free Talk Live for a couple of years on local radio down in Sarasota, Florida, when I was given the opportunity, or I found the opportunity, to get the show syndicated. And so we went ahead with that. I said, yeah, I've got some savings. I'm going to do this because it was my idea. I wanted to run with it. So even though it was my idea and I was doing it, I was trying my best to get as much support as I possibly could. I mean, like, wow, this is great. A liberty-oriented program, radio program. I mean, there are a handful of them out there across the country in local markets. But a real liberty-oriented program that's been syndicated, this is a great opportunity for people who want to spread the liberty message. So I figured, well, I was still involved to some extent with the Libertarian Party back then. I hadn't quit. I hadn't become totally burned down on it. And I figured, man, the Libertarian Party would love to know about this. So I made a point of calling up the National Libertarian Party and, pitching them the idea as far as wanting them to get behind us.
I mean,
not
for
money.
God's sakes, there's two libertarians on a nationally syndicated radio show.
Right, I figured
here's
maybe,
an opportunity.
I figured maybe I could get, a newspaper article. They have this LP news thing that they send out to their membership. I figured I could get some publicity out of it, bring some listeners on board, get them excited, get them to call their local radio stations, and really get things going. I mean, I've been a longtime member of the Libertarian Party. I've been a life member of the, which means I've given them, $1,000 contribution at some time in the past, and they didn't give a damn.
Yeah, they basically ignored us.
Right. So I had to hit the phones myself and call all the stations and slowly bring stations on. And
yeah.
Now here we are, 70 stations later.
Yeah,
I've given up on the LP.
Now I want to know when the money bomb comes. Right. Tell me about the Free Talk Live money bomb, because it still hasn't hit.
Well, you'd have to do that, Mark, if you wanted to do a money bomb.
Bah.
We do AMP instead of a one-time blast. We try to keep it consistent over months. All right, more coming up here. Hour 2 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.